Thanks for joining Dr. Michael Youssef for a very special Leading the Way, providing truth and personal insight into winning the invisible war. Up next, personal and powerful testimonies revealing the impact of navigators, MP3 players distributed in hard-to-reach places with biblical teaching and an audio Bible, and the KingdomSat, a satellite TV channel broadcasting sound biblical content and connecting people with Leading the Way to learn more about the gospel of Jesus Christ and more.
Hello, my friends. Today I want to talk to you, just heart to heart, of something that is so dear to me, that I preached about, that I talked about, and I wrote about for the last 50 years of preaching ministry. And that is the spiritual war, the invisible war, the warfare that so many people either misunderstand, don't want to acknowledge, or are ignorant of it altogether. And yet, it's real. This is as a real war as the wars that we hear about all over the world that is physical. But this is spiritual. Because it is spiritual, therefore, we find ourselves kind of not understanding it or not comprehending it or not knowing how to fight it and win, knowing that we've already been promised the victory in that invisible war. Now, I want you to get ready to see an amazing story from a partner of the ministry in one of the remotest and yet the most militant villages in the world. And when you see this, you will understand what a blessing it is for you and me together joining with this partner in ministry and winning the war.
I was born, raised as a Muslim person in Bangladesh. 2011, I accepted Lord. I became a full-time missionary 2019. I go everywhere. I start sharing gospel. One day I found Dr. Michael Youssef preaching and I start listening. That's leading the way, you know? And this is definitely from God. 100% I know. He learned from the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit gave him the teaching. And that supernatural boldness, it's so powerful. When I met one of his people, I tell him that I'm a missionary, I go to Bangladesh. And then he talked about the navigator. And I said, I need this. Each location we go, we have minimum 1,000 navigator in my minivan, because village people in our country mostly illiterate. They don't know how to read and write. One beautiful thing about the navigator, they have the word of God, and at the same time, there's a teaching of Michael Youssef in the device. So I always show the people how to listen.
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you tuned in.
সম্মানিত শ্রোতা বন্ধু, আমরা খুবই আনন্দিত যে আপনি আবারও আমাদের অনুষ্ঠান।
Every villages, I tell my team to go and pray. The prayer, like fighting the devil. It's a big battle with the dark world. Those villages, very, very dangerous. Gospel never, ever enter. Our country has 200 people group. They never heard the gospel. So one of the villages we enter, they are not peaceful Muslim. They are like a radical, they are like kind of jihad, ISIS kind of people, demonic. One of the house, there is a lady, she invite 15, 16 people in that room, and all the women. So I tell my brother, stay outside, standing. So I go inside, share the gospel. While I'm sharing, one of the lady get up, very angry, and she said, I don't want to hear this. You guys hear, I am leaving. She left. That moment when the lady left, the Holy Spirit gave me the prompt, don't spend more time. As soon as you finish, you leave. So I finished. Then lady said, no, don't leave. I'm preparing some food. I said, no, we're going to come back later, but today we have to go. Usually we walk to the car, but that day I tell my brother, we are not going to walk. You go, bring the car here. While he's walking, he found people in the neighbor talking about there is a people missionary came into one house and they are getting ready to come to the house and attacking us. Then he go the car, get the car, and we start driving, and he heard the Holy Spirit. He give the direction to him, don't go left, go right. And I said, why are you going right? Left is more shorter way. Then he said, no, I cannot go left because I'm hearing the voice of the Lord said, go right. We come to safe location. And later on, after a few days, we found from the local people telling us that Lord Almighty saving you. If you make the left turn, there's a huge mosque. People are gathering like more than 100 people to attacking you. So those are the threat. My team have it. I asked them, are you afraid? They said, no, we are not scared. They have their mindset that if you die, the enemy can kill the body, but they cannot kill the soul. Jesus is our protector. Doesn't matter how radical. And I give thanks to Jesus, and I give thanks to the Leading the Way that they put that teaching of Dr. Michael Yusuf on the Navigator. And God gave us the Word of God, the Sword of the Spirit, to fight the invisible realm.
Oh my, I cannot tell you how many times I've encountered, even in person, individuals around the world who literally put their life on the line. And they say, we're not afraid of death because death is the doorway to heaven and we will be with Jesus. My goodness, and I'm absolutely moved to the depth of my heart about this. And you know, the truth is, I can't do this alone. Even Moses, the great man of God, when he was interceding for Joshua in the battle against Amalek, he kept his hands up in the air, but then his hands got tired. Aaron and Hur held his arms up. And in much greater way, you, our partners, are really the ones who are holding our arms up. And so that when we go into the battlefield, presenting Christ with our teams all over the world, we know that you're standing with us in prayer, in intercession, and against the enemy of our soul. But I also know that so many people in our churches today, they either want to say, oh, the devil doesn't exist, or they say, this spiritual warfare thing, well, it is just an invention of the church, or they literally terrified of the devil. None of these are accurate. We know he is real. We know the scripture makes it very clear, the Lord Jesus makes it very clear, that he is out to destroy and to kill. The Apostle Peter said, he's like a roaring lion. He's going around looking for some prey to devour. But we are not ignorant of his devices. All you need to do is read the scripture. And the scripture says that Jesus already won the battle on the cross. He already gave us a victory. The skirmishes that we go through and the temptations and the oppression and all the things that Satan stir up against the believers, we know that ultimately we can have the victory because Jesus is the one who gave us the victory, because he had the victory. And therefore, this is why we are in a war that is not only winnable, but it's already been won.
Growing up, I was raised up by my grandparents because my mother and father was addicted to drugs. They couldn't really raise me. So my grandparents did the best they could, which included teaching me about Jesus. Once I got into high school, my grandma passed away, which was the turning point in my life, and everything started spiraling. I started looking for any kind of emotional support through drugs or through friends. And then I got into heroin, made me lose every sense of self I had. I had a daughter. She wanted me so bad, but it was more like a burden. I'd push her off to my mamaw. I left her there and just took off one day. And I was more worried about the drugs and I was more in love with the drugs than I was my own daughter at the time. I'm sorry. Looking back, when I dropped her off that day, I didn't feel guilt or shame in that moment. In my mind, I told myself I was doing the right thing. I was in the bathroom and I prayed. I said, Lord God, please, I know I'm not done right, but I need your help. I don't want to be this way. After I cried out with my whole heart to the Lord, He answered it in a way at the time I thought was the worst thing that could ever happen to me. Ended up in jail for a little bit of time, but in reality, it's where I found freedom. During this time in jail, a friend introduced me to Leading the Way. It was through a tablet and that Leading the Way app, and I heard Dr. Michael Youssef.
Perhaps you feel the chains of addictions taking hold of you. Do you want to be made whole? It is to people like this. Jesus Christ draws near.
Every day I listened to his sermons, read his daily devotionals, and he really helped me understand the Word of God and how God wanted me to live. And as I started getting closer to the Lord, he blessed me even more. I got baptized, and ever since then, I have no addiction, none. While I was incarcerated, I found Shana, which is part of a jail ministry, women's jail ministry, and luckily she took me in.
When Candace first started coming to the women's jail ministry, she was still very broken and she was still very hurt and so much shame in her life. And as the months progressed before she was released, I just watched this light grow brighter and brighter and brighter in her. She truly has become a born-again believer.
Now being a new believer in Christ, I see the war, the spiritual warfare going on. I see that if you don't realize what's going on, how you can fall into Satan's traps. And the Word of God is the most powerful tool we have. I still watch Dr. Michael Youssef every day. I read his devotionals, and that really helped me build a relationship with Christ. And Dr. Michael Youssef speaks the truth and speaks out of the Bible, and he relates those things to everyday life to make you understand. And I wanted the Leading the Way team to know that they are doing things for people like me, people that never thought they'd be nothing more but a drug addict. I always thought I'd be addicted to something. And Dr. Michael Youssef just touches hearts, and giving that free app to people is such a big deal when they're in their lowest low to feel encouraging words.
Since Candace has been now released from jail, I've had the opportunity to be around her and her daughter and to see them have such a close bond.
She even sees the difference in me. So happy, and even a five-year-old telling you that you've changed and that they're proud of you, that's incredible. That's God. I was a lamb lost, far, wandering, so far away. But the Lord came, left the 99 to come rescue me, the one sheep that was lost, and here he carried me on his shoulders all the way home. For the first time ever, I'm hopeful for my future because his blessings have overcome me so much that I can't even fathom what he has in store for me.
You know, I have to confess to you that the first time I saw Candace's story, I shed a tear or two also with her, because just as Jesus shed a tear at Lazarus' tomb, knowing that all of sin and death is the consequences and the fruit of sin. And I rejoice, of course, that she had discovered that he who's in us is greater than he is in the world. And no matter what direction he comes at you, no matter which way he attacks you, know this, you are given the tools to have victory over Satan.
In the common era, it's very easy for us, especially in this part of the world, in the West, to ignore the reality of the devil, of the enemy, to ignore the work that he does. In a lot of ways, I think some of the enemy's greatest weapons against us have been our weaknesses. Prior to committing my life to Christ, I lived as an adulterous drunkard. But as a Christian, I studied law at a secular Canadian university. The atmosphere, as you might imagine, it was worldly, defiant, and sometimes militantly profane. Given my past and the propensity to sin that it scarred me with, it takes great effort to live in that world without being of it. As a Christian, I don't get a pass from temptation. I don't get a pass from my flesh. I don't get a pass from the enemy. I don't get a pass from the world. There have been times where I've been tempted to go beyond, you know, a Christian life, and especially with the rugby team, because, you know, they're my friends. They're good guys. You know, they're not Christians, though. They don't understand the way I live. I got dressed up and headed downtown to join some of my rugby teammates at an event hosted by the women's team. It was held at a bar. Sensing danger and unable to deny my history, I prayed a brief prayer in my kitchen before leaving. As I drove to the event, I was listening to the local Christian radio station. I was wrestling with myself all the way, even deluding myself with thoughts of missionary work at the event, though all the while planning to have a beer too.
The believers got caught in that lifestyle.
Just then, Leading the Way was beginning, this episode being about Genesis and the city of man.
They all behaved alike.
The very stories commented on were already floating in my mind. Lot being caught up in the city and its depravity.
Oh, it's so easy to get bogged down in the city.
The longer I listened, the more I was able to recognize my self-deception.
Live the lifestyle.
It became clear to me that nothing good could come from my attendance there.
Become like them.
I looked at myself. I looked at my clothes and the scene I was about to enter, wondering if I was about to join them in that depravity.
They pull us into despair.
I finished listening to the program as I drove home, praising our living God for watching over me, for saving me from myself and the city.
I want to take you from the city.
Dr. Yusuf was with me as the angels that came to Lot and rescued him from the Lord's wrath on Sodom and Gomorrah. I was experiencing a lot of joy when I drove home. It was a victory, and a victory over sin, you know, relying on God, relying on Christ. And there's no feeling quite like that, you know. I'm grateful that I did pray before I left that night, and I'm grateful that that program was on the radio right when I needed it. I'm most grateful that I didn't flounder in front of those guys and diminish the opportunity to speak to them later on. When the leadership in a church or a pastor, when they fall, then, you know, people are free to believe that it's all a lie, you know, that Christ doesn't save, you know, and it gives a platform for those sorts of messages. To be able to rely on other Christians and to rely on the strength that comes from a strong prayer life and from getting into the Word and from studying the Word through radio programs, television programs that are biblically founded, conveyors of sound doctrine. Those are the things that we as Christians need to fortify ourselves with. Dr. Yusuf's message was pointed exactly where I needed it to be. It couldn't have been any more perfect. The work that you guys are doing is reaching people, or it reached me.
Dear old lady, many years ago, went to be in heaven, and she said, you know, every morning I wake up, I put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and so on. But you know, so many of these equipment that the Lord gives us, in Ephesians particularly, Paul describes them piece by piece, those are equipment to be worn permanently, not just one day, and may you forget to put them on the next day, but the helmet of salvation, that is your permanent defensive weapon. When you know you're saved by the grace of God alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, and you know that absolute assuredly, and you have that helmet on all the time, when you know that the righteousness of Jesus Christ is what really saves you and take you all the way to heaven, and therefore the breastplate of righteousness, you're wearing it all the time, even when you're asleep, and you wake up, you have it on. And so know the difference between the equipment that you need to pick up, like the sword of the Spirit when you are in a defensive posture, or the permanent pieces of equipment that you must put on, the whole armor of God. And now, get ready for an amazing testimony from the Muslim world. Nohad grew up in a most restrictive environment, and yet the Spirit of God found her. And even though she faced even death itself, she continued to walk with Christ and in the power of His strength.
I'm from an Islamic background. My father passed away when I was 7 years old. I used to read the Quran. I would get tired. I would cry. And I didn't know why. I, as an Islamic person, I hated visiting the holy sites. I feel like I'm visiting stones. I feel disgusted, but I didn't know what the reason was. When I feel upset, I would go up to the rooftop at my place. I look up at the sky, and I scream, "God, help me! God, help me! I'm so tired," and I cry a lot. I've always felt like someone is watching me, living in fear, always afraid that someone is going to follow me home. I couldn't take it anymore. I felt lost and all over the place. In Islam, if you are going through difficulties, they go to a sheikh. I went to see a sheikh and he gave me an amulet, an object to keep the bad luck away. The minute I carried the amulet, the world started to torture me. I felt that I am completely disconnected, with no sleep, no food, and no drink. I went to my cousin's house crying. She asked me, "What's going on?" She said to me, "I will connect you with a lady who will pray for you and you will feel better." She prayed for me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and she knew exactly what I am going through, like she was living with me. When I go to visit her, we read the Bible and I watch clips on television. We are not supposed to read the Bible. My family knew and they became concerned. They noticed I don't read the Quran and they told me to read it, but I said no, I couldn't accept it. My family started to fight with me and saying that's wrong and I would be punished. My mother even hit me more than once. My brother came to me and questioned me. I said to my brother, "I don't care what people say." He said to me, "You have the nerve to tell me that?" and started hitting me. He hit me with all his strength, and I was at that moment thanking the Lord for his power and protection, as my brother was hitting me harder. His children and wife tried to stop him, but they couldn't. They were saying, "How can you leave Islam and go to Christianity? You are an apostate and we will expel you." Many nights I cried myself to sleep. I used to hide under the blanket to read the Bible with a tiny flashlight. My cousin's friend encouraged me and said, "Don't worry, things like this will happen. That's what they did to Jesus. But in the end, he is glorified." Despite all that has happened to me, I felt that God was getting into my life. In all peace, the Lord gave it to me. I was on Facebook and I found the Kingdom Sat channel. I contacted the Facebook page. Someone from the Kingdom Sat responded. I told him I wanted Jesus to fill my life and I wanted to be filled with the light of Jesus. I want to leave this sick environment to live with the Lord. So every week I was discipled and taught about Jesus. With him, I've understood a lot of the Lord's words by following the sermons taught on the Kingdom Sat channel. Dr. Michael Youssef, I am very, very grateful to you. Thank you for this channel, for these sermons, for these wonderful words. Thank you for the great work you are doing that manifests. God is present through your words. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you, Brother Michael. And may your work be greater and stronger in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
There is a cost to discipleship. There is a cost to having the victory in Jesus' name. There is a cost to winning the invisible war. But it is worth it. It is worth it. I've been walking with the Lord now for over 60 years. And I've lived in different parts of the world, different challenges, different circumstances, different temptations, and different difficulties. And yet, I can testify that my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, has been faithful all the way. You see, I tell people that you can live two ways, either a victim or a victor. Well, what does the Word of God say? They said He wants us to live in victory. Not to be victim of our circumstances or the events in life or whatever it may be that you feel victimized about. You will be able to live in victory day in and day out as you follow the biblical. That's not my ideas. I tell you, if my ideas, it's not going to help you at all. But because they are the Word of God, they come from the Word of God, there will be food and there will be strength and there will be power for living. Get this book, Winning the Invisible War.
Speak with a ministry representative at our call center and how to get your copy of Winning the Invisible War anytime, 24/7 at 1-300-133-589 or online at ltw.org. That's also how you can connect further with Leading the Way. This program is furnished by Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.